Podcast audience, Local 304, Ohio Valley, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is branch president Ken Hodge with a Sunday morning podcast for you. So let's get right to it. Well, Columbus, Ohio, I guess if you keep up with the managerial structure of the office, you will notice that there will be a new face in the place. That face will belong to Larry Lovejoy. I'm going to read a letter that was circulated by the acting plant manager. And the letter goes as follows. He claims that he's pleased to announce the detailed assignment of Larry Lovejoy to the position of lead manager distribution operations at the Columbus, Ohio PNDC effective October 5th, 2019. Larry is an officer of the United States Air Force Reserve and has extensive human resource experience in government, serving as Director of Employee Services, Director of Human Resources, and Secretary and Chief Examiner. He also served as a professor with the University of Phoenix, facilitating graduate and undergraduate courses. Larry began his career in 2013 as a diversity and inclusion specialist team lead in Washington, D.C., moving on to serve as the manager of learning development and diversity for Houston, Texas, and Jacksonville, Florida, respectively. Recently serving as the Learning Development and Diversity Specialist for the Pittsburgh area, Larry has held details as District Commercial Mail Coordinator and Manager Human Resources, Houston, Texas. Now, much respect for this part right here, and hold on, because it gets rather impressive. Larry holds a doctoral degree, a Master's of Arts in Human Resource Development, Master of Divinity, Bachelor of Arts in Criminology, Associates in Applied Sciences in Resource Management, and an Associates of Arts in Liberal Arts. He is a graduate of the Processing Distribution Management Program, Managerial Leadership Program, and Platinum Certification for Network Operations. He is also Lean Six Sigma Green Belt Certified and Black Belt Trained. Now, one thing I can definitely tell you or prepare you for as mail handlers is that he's very educated. Yes, he has done a lot of matriculating throughout his young life. But you might ask yourself, why would I take the time to read his credentials to the mail handler craft? And let me tell you why. Again, his resume, though very impressive if we were in corporate America, but there's not a whole lot of postal knowledge there. So what we're going to have, and again, this is my perspective. I've been around a day or two. You got a student coming in. Okay, and again, even though he has that NBO title, he is actually here to learn. And when I say to learn, you notice in the bio, he went to processing management program. He graduated, well, he completed a program. Now he's coming to Columbus to put what he learned in that program to see if that really works in real life. And I want to be the first to tell you, Larry, it doesn't. Dr. Lovejoy, I'm sorry, it doesn't. And I hope that, again, a fresh vision coming into this work environment, maybe you have that voice that Postal Service needs to hear that says, you know, you got to staff your operations properly in order for you to get the return that is expected. So, welcome aboard. I don't know, Larry, Mr. Lovejoy, Dr. Lovejoy, welcome aboard. Can't wait to get a chance to shake your hand and meet you. They'd say you're in the Air Force. The fact that he don't mention your rank, I'm assuming you're probably in 02 or 03. So let's get moving, sir. Okay, Mel Hamlin, so that was my intro on the information I have pertaining to the new MDO that's going to be on a detail in Columbus. Again, if we have to approach or address him doing grievances, let's tighten up our professionalism. Again, we've got a great opportunity here to have a conversation with a vision that hasn't been fixed on broken postal operations. And when I say broken, I mean broken so long that they don't realize it's broke. So when you present an issue to them, let's be factual. And again, hopefully we can awaken him to the fact or broaden his horizons to the fact that postal management, most of the time, don't deal with employees or labor unions very fair. If they did, we probably wouldn't have the number of grievances that we have. But nonetheless, let's be professional and let's try to, again, as he grows his postal mind, again, impressive background, but as he starts to grow in this operation or this community we call Postal Service, let's introduce him to the fact that as you come up the ladder, our contract is very important. Let's introduce the MDO to the fact that we are adamant about compliance to our contract, and let us not allow him to become complacent and not give our contract the serious attention it deserves. Violating our contract with no recourse. And that message should be resounding in every branch. Like, we have to get serious about contract compliance. And when we get serious, management will get serious. I'm just saying. We have a contract that's been negotiated, and we want compliance with our contract. Hey, listen, the next 2 days, since what's-his-name has taken all the overtime out of our operation, I'm going to be live, doing a live podcast on Monday, Tuesday. Again, both days I'm going to be going live podcast. We're going to discuss current issues in Columbus, Ohio. And one issue we're going to start off discussing is going to be in our local agreement, we've got a item in there that says you pick jobs at the beginning of your tour. And that has become the topic of conversation since the post office has shaped this operation into the fine... I'm sorry, I was being facetious and didn't finish my thought. But since the post office decided to have 20 different starting times per tour, doing what I guess they call getting maximum efficiency, that part of our contract now takes a new meaning. And real quick, what I want to talk about is, I'll save it for Monday's live podcast. So in order to participate, you have to get a copy of your contract. and know what item I'm talking about. Know which item. I could tell you, but then that would take all the fun out of you looking. But Monday, we're going live, and we're going to talk about the part of our local agreement that says you can pick jobs at the beginning of tours. And I want you to know, I've got two different angles that I'm going to present to you. And I, you know, again, it's just for feedback. No, this is not to change our contract at this particular time. It's just for feedback. And again, it's a Columbus issue. And then Tuesday, we'll figure out Tuesday's topic after Monday. Have a great day. Excuse me. And again, a welcome, Dr. Lovejoy, to Columbus, Ohio.